Good evening, good evening. We started yesterday the Siman Dalet Shin, page 186. It is a Siman which is relating to Avodim. My aim is to really try to complete the whole Siman tonight, to go a little bit faster. I think it's important, it's key that we understand the main concepts, and I've attempted to make a bit of a chart. I think that's going to help us a little bit throughout the whole Siman. It's important to get the main concepts clear and to understand what is the main points and what are the side points. So this is clearly the main point of the Siman, and we've started explaining it yesterday. I'm going to go over it now briefly. I've attempted to make some sort of. I'm a visual learner, so I think it might be helpful. There's three categories we explained yesterday. I'm not going to go back to the Mishneh Berurah, but we explained these three levels of Avodim in terms of what the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of the three levels of Avodim. One category is the category Aleph, which is an Eved Kenani. What I've written over here, it might be too small for some of you. I've written Eved Kenani is category one. What I've written over here, that is obligated in all mitzvahs, same way than all the Yiddish women are obligated. And therefore, like a woman is obligated in El Chashabbos, the Reisa, similarly also an Eved Kenani is obligated in Dine Shabbos, Pchol Dikduke of a Proteo. That's an Eved Kenani. He's literally acquired by the. He has to be mekayim the mitzvahs, and he's part of the possessions of the. It's not possible if at all such a level of avdus still exists today, but that's in terms of Vilcha Shabbos. He's got a complete obligation of Vilcha Shabbos. He mustn't do any chilul Shabbos in any way or manner. He's obligated Vilcha Shabbos and Eved Kenani. Okay. Good question. Well, the answer is that there's women yes, so you're right, because it's mshubet to the Odoin, some exemptions apply. This is correct. Yeah, there's certain exemptions apply. Yeah, generally, we say that whoever's including the Isurim also obligated in the mitzvahs of Shabbos. But yes, certain exemptions do apply. Category number two is a Ge'er Toshav. Now, a Ge'er Toshav is defined by somebody who is accepted on himself the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. He's accepted on himself the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. And that means that he becomes a Ge'er Toshav. Now, here it depends. Really, really, in terms of Shabbos is not one of the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. So really, as far as his Kabbalah's or mitzvah is concerned, he should be exempt. However, this is not so poshut. Because whilst it is true, taka, it is true that Meikar HaDin is not obligated in mitzvah Shabbos, but at the same time, if he does a melocha for the master, that would be a problem. If the Eved does specifically a melocha for the master, that's considered an issa, because the master, he's the master's, and if by doing a chilul Shabbos directly for the master, if he does it for the tzol koi, for the tzorich, for the necessity of the master, that would be a problem. What do you think about the eved, this ger toshav eved? What if he does a melacha for himself? Muta also, this category, it's muta. It's complete. One second. Not exactly. What about, so we've got, if he does a melacha for himself, the Eved does a melacha for himself, that's certainly permitted. A melacha that he performs for the Odoin, that is certainly also. What about if he does it for a random person, any other person who is not himself and not the Odoin? Here we've got a machlokas. This is a machlokas as to whether if a geir toshav, that level avdus, if he does a melacha for a random other person, if that's
third party
also...
Third-party
yid.
If it's another guy, of course, all the things you can do.
Right? Correct. Yeah. So that's a machlokas that we're going to see inside. The last category is a kusigomo, complete goy, that has not accepted the Sheva Mitzvahs on himself. And here we're going to see also vast machlokas about his level, but of obligation. But we have just realized that's a third level altogether. the Kusi Gomu is a Goy Gomu who works as a servant in a Yiddish house. He didn't accept himself to Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. He certainly didn't accept himself complete Kabbalah's mitzvahs like an Eviknani. So he's on a third lowest level, and we'll see he also has some halachas that apply, and we're going to see what more details shortly. Yes. We are specifically referring now to somebody who is an Eved and accept himself to Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. You're right, there is a concept of a Ger Toshav who is not like that. But he was specifically referring to the one who was Mekabel Avdus. Yeah.
I thought, the guy who lives in Eretz Yisrael at the time when there was the Beis Mikdash, they had to keep the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach if they wanted to live in Eretz
Yisrael. Yes. We are not necessarily talking about Eretz Yisrael over here, though. Yeah, okay, let us see Shulchan Aruch inside, and again, I hope the main concepts are clear. There is a vast machloek is within that.
I just advise there may be parts of the shir missing due to a foul bit of foul corruption. Apologies about that.
Okay, so let us see Shulchan Aruch over here, Simon Dalet Shin, page 186, and, right, okay, Adam Mitzuval Shvises Avdoi. A person is obligated in Shvises Avdoi on the Shabbos of his servant. Shemol v'tova l'shem Avdus, who accepted himself Avdus, and he was Mal and Toval, so that's category Aleph. The kibbutz of mitzvahs anoyego is be'evet, and he accepted himself the mitzvahs which are applicable to a servant. Avadim lo'im, that's category number one. Avadim lo'im ol v'toval, but if he didn't do mile v'tvila, elo kibbutz of sheva mitzvah bnei Noach, category number two, he was only mekabel himself to seven mitzvahs, Bnei Noach. Then, Harehu Kegeir Toshav, he's got the same obligation, he's on the same level as the Geir Toshav, category number two. Who Motelas is Melocha B'Shabbos Le'atzmoy. And this category number two, what is Alocha? Motelas is Melocha B'Shabbos Le'atzmoy. He's allowed to do Melochas on Shabbos for himself. So if he needs to stitch something, he needs to cook something for himself, or whatever Melocha he wants to perform for himself on Shabbos, that's fine. Category number two. Havaloi le'rabbi, but he's not allowed to do Melochas for his master on Shabbos. So category number two, an Eved was mekabel on himself. Shemitz bnei Noach, he's allowed to do anything for himself, that's okay, but if he's doing something for his master, that would be a problem. Now, what about a third party, a non-connected yid? Is he allowed to ask category two to do something for him? Similarly, also it is also for any other yid to ask him to do melachas for him. So to a third, a neighbor, a unrelated, unconnected person to ask him to do melachas, would be also as well. Even if he's not a master, it's also. So category number two, we're differentiating. For the Odoin, clearly also. For himself, clearly muta. And for another unrelated party, halacha is, in his opinion, also holds that it is also. Ve'im lo yekibel olav shum mitzvah. Now here the Mishnah Berurah learns that it's similarly also, if he was mekabel himself, no mitzvahs at all. Elo adayinu kusigomo, this is category number three. It's a person that is a complete goy who is working as a servant. Dino shove lekibel of shem mitzvahs. The third category is probably quite similar to what our South African, I think pretty much when South Africa, I mean, Bia Alocha does speak about a contemporary ever. What does he mean if somebody's a real, I think exactly what the conditions are over there. Are they being looked after there or not? I don't know.
Now they are.
Okay. So if there is somebody, this opinion holds, the category number three, who is a goy, he didn't accept any mitzvahs on himself. He's just working as a slave, his guts out for Yiddish master. This opinion holds, that category number three is the same than category number two. We're differentiating over here if he's doing it for the master, he's doing it for himself, or he's doing it for a third party. Felefize, accordingly, Tzoki Choyle Shein Bei Sakona, any needs which are for Yiddish Choyle, who is unwell, Tekai Melon, that we Paskan, Hoy Melen Yudi Voice, said you are allowed to ask a goy to do melocha. We're not talking about Pekuach Nefesh, we're talking about clearly just somebody who is not well, you're allowed to ask a goy to do some melocha. Vechein in Simli Meis, Piyom Tavrishim, the Kaimelon is asked to be Amin, also Loim al Evet, he saw Elafilo Evet Gilulim, the Kim and the Meleches, Evet, the Sumin Atoir, Loyutu, Bedavash, Imbu Pekuach Nefesh. Shulchan Aruch says over here, since we are learning that amira for third party, we're saying that it is also to ask a goy to do a melacha for this category number two. Right, we're saying only for himself is allowed to do something. Category number two: if a yid asks him, "Do you mind? I've got an unwell person in my house. Can you do a melacha?" And not pekuach nefesh, allowed to do something, allowed to ask to get a toishav to do a melacha for this choyle. The answer is no, it is also. Similarly, also even category number three, not only that it is also for the adon, but since category number two and category number three are identical, we're learning now that it is also to ask him to do anything beyond pekuach nefesh. You cannot ask this evet to do a melacha. Not only for the adon directly can't say, can you cook something for me? Can you bake something for me? Not only that is also, but any random person from the street can't ask the servant, whether it's category number two, category number three, you can ask him, do you mind, can I just ask your servant, your slave, can I ask him to do something for me? I've got an unwell kid, switch the light off. Or can he just write something for me? Or can I just something? As long as it's not pikuach nefesh, teloch is, it is also, whether it's category number two, or whether it's category number three, it is also to ask, even a third party is also to ask him to do something. Yes, unless it's pikuach nefesh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the same halacha of remes will apply like any other goy would be permitted, but if there's remes and there's no... whenever remes is muti, will be muti here as well. Yeah.
What about the category number one?
Same. Whenever remes is muta, it will be...
I mean, you're saying it clearly,
amir sanno. Yeah, so to say it outright will be also.
Also.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, correct. Will be the same than any... Yeah. Now, this is V'yesh cholkem, some disagree. Umatirim bezeh, and they hold that with this last category, it will be muta. Umikol mokim v'yoyse melachiz rabu shloim midaito v'nikashu shein oyse ledaito muta v'entzoch la'afrishoy v'yisoel achish. Yeah. So now he says that there is opinions that disagree, and now that category number three is more lenient, and you are allowed to it is muta. Category number three, there's a distinction between category number two and category number three, and this will be muta. But Israel achash enu rabbi, for a third random party, a third party, not master and not from himself, but stammer person, hafilo oisele das Israel muta. Even if he does it for the yid, it will be muta. Kol she'en shom amiras Israel, as long as there's no specific direct amiras Israel, who bilvat shalo yene Israel b'shabbes moisim melacha, provided the yid doesn't have anor from this melacha. Full stop. Next opinion. V'yesh oimim, some say, shekol shalei kibbutol av sheva mitzvnei noach. Third opinion holds, category number three, he was not mekabelin himself, sheva mitzvnei noach, kiven she'eine yudi gomuhu, since he's a complete goy, ein rabbi muzolov, the master is not, has no obligation towards him, v'lefize tzoke choyle, she'en b'sakon, v'chen tzoke meis, b'yom tovrishen, mutu loim olayim la'asoyse. This opinion holds, that since this opinion holds that the third category, since the other is, there's no relation to, not connected to him at all, and the third opinion holds that this is the most lenient, and you are allowed to ask him to do melachas. The other is allowed to ask to do melachas because it's within the third category. Full stop. For all evet shemetzuv al shvisosoi, also lotzis bechoisim shosol lerabu laruz b'shavdoi. Now he's moving on to a completely different subject, and he asks, what is the halacha? Okay, we've spoken now extensively about slaves. Is a slave allowed to go with a sign? We're talking about all the three levels of Evet. Okay, we get it. What about he's got a sign. A sign which may be hanging on him or maybe on his finger as a ring. He's got a sign. Is he allowed? Is he allowed to have a kind of sign, a clear sign that I am actually a slave and I belong to this particular master? Is he allowed to go out with such a thing, or is that considered carrying on Shabbos?
Okay. It's very humiliating.
Very humiliating.
Oh,
very good. So both points. You're saying it's humiliating, so I want to say that it's not necessarily humiliating because, you are saying that it's humiliating and therefore it should be, it's considered a masui. Yeah, it should probably first go with that. Yeah. And you are saying that it is no different than the doctor's badge.
He might be
proud, depends who the master is. Okay, Shulchan Aruch says as follows. V'kol evet shemetzuv al shvisos, so whenever you have got an evet, that you're obligated on his Shabbos. Also, Lord says, b'choysam sh'oysu l'rabboi, he's not allowed to go out with the choysam, sh'oysu l'rabboi, which his master made for him, l'arroi z'bushu avdoi, which is showing and displaying the fact that he's a servant, v'imu shel tit, but if it is made out of tit, out of clay, then it would be mutter to go out when it's hanging on his neck, if it's made out of tit, but not if it is attached to his clothing. And if it's made out of metal, so it depends on what material it is, if it's made out of metal, it's going to be also in all instances. Vim also. And if the slave made it choysam himself, so it's DIY, he made it himself, also even if it's made out of earthenware, it's going to be also. What's going on over here? Why is there a distinction between what material it is made out of? Let us see what the Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkot and Tezayin. Sivkot Yuzan explains. Ocelot says, "Hine metchile sosamadova." Initially, he was vague. V'achach beer, and afterwards he explained. Dimyesh boi tatele malus. There must be two elements to be mutter. Tainu shachoysamay shel tit. There must be two parts in order to should be mutter. If it's made out of tit, it's made out of earth or out of clay. Vutole betzavoy, and it is hanging on his neck. Mutterlot says, "Boy, then it is mutter." Two conditions apply for it to be mutter. A, the material must be made out of tit. And two, B, it must be hanging down on his neck. Only then it's permitted. There's no problem then. He's not going to start carrying it in his hand. He's not going to carry this sign in his hand because it's hanging down. It's hanging. He said, that's actually bringing it a little bit to your point. He's not going to take it off because he's scared, although he may be embarrassed indeed, but he's scared of his master, so he's not going to start taking it off. And the fact that it's going to break is also unlikely. So therefore, if it's made out of a solid material and it is hanging down, we don't have to be concerned, and it's mutter to carry out with this. However, otherwise, if both conditions don't apply, then we have to be concerned, and it's going to be also to carry out with this. Yeah. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says with regards to the, sign. It's interesting that we don't apply this law with regards to the doctors. I don't know why. Here, everybody agrees that it is not considered a piece of jewelry when it comes to the signage of the Evet. When it comes to the, what's called the doctor's, identification, or the anybody who works in the requirement for him to identify himself, there was a tzad to say that potentially it would be mutter, because maybe he's very proud of it and it's a tachshit. However, here we clearly don't say that it's considered a tachshit. I'm not sure why. Maybe because to be an eved, maybe that because it's an eved, it's certainly not, it's a bit of a reason to be embarrassed, maybe. So perhaps it's not comparable. But either way, we are saying over here that if it's hanging down and it is made out of a solid material, it's mutter, but otherwise not. Yeah. Safe base. Abayis are ready for safe base. And Allah is as follows. If the Eved is allowed to do a melacha for himself, we're talking about a category of an Eved, who he is now allowed to do a melacha for himself, what happens? Now the halach is as follows. What about if you've got a very clever Yiddish Odoin? And he says the following. He says, okay, listen, you can't work for me on Shabbos. You can't work for me. But you're now becoming my Eved. And I want to make sure that you're well looked after. On Shabbos, you make your living. Make whatever you want. Make your own panosa. Cook, bake, make, build, whatever you want. And the money that you make is going to be yours. because of that, happens to be that my wage to you, my weekly wage to you, is going to go down. That's, you know, that's under the, that's the small print. That's a small print. But in principle, whatever you earn on Shabbos, that's yours for you to keep. You can do whatever you want on Shabbos. It's for you to keep. But it happens to be that I'm benefiting from it. The Yiddish Ordon, the master is benefiting. Because thereby, he has to pay him less wage. Motto also. Shall I repeat? Okay, the question as follows. A master, he's obligated to look after his servants. This particular master wants to pay his servant a little bit less. And therefore he says, on Shabbos, make your own living. Do whatever you want. Sell, bake, make, create, build. And whatever you earn is going to be completely yours. And thereby, I'm going to have to pay less wage. Because you're going to earn more money on Shabbos. Who is he working for on Shabbos?
Sure.
For himself. So is it mutter also to make that deal? Fine? Should be fine? Should be fine? Yeah, I have to, the master is benefiting tremendously from it,
yeah.
Indirectly though. Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis is exactly this case. When the Eved is allowed to do Meloch for himself, so if the Odoin said to him, make a Meloch for yourself on Shabbos, the Yosin Atzma be on Shabbos, and that's going to feed you, that's going to be a panos for you on Shabbos. Kevin Chasim, since this was agreed and stipulated before Shabbos, Oysu Letzokim is an Oysav. He's allowed to do so for his own panos on Shabbos. He's allowed to do that. Ubilvat provided, but Sina, it's privately done. Shalei, Vedova, Chashashoyim, and people don't see. Why is this not seeing essential? Why is nobody, the Goy not to be seen? Masai, because people are going to think that what? He's working for the Yid, for the master. He's at the end of the day. He's working for Goyim. He's going out of town. He's going to Wimbledon. And he's doing his work. He's running an enterprise, a Shabbos only enterprise, completely out of the area. So that's Mutter. Because there's no Chashashoy. Yeah, you're right. He wouldn't be allowed to make a business for Yidden. And if it's local, that would be a problem. Finally, Sif Gimel. A complete goy, which is getting paid. So that's not even category number three. It's category number four, as it were. He gets paid per schedule. He gets a wage. He's not a complete slave. He's a worker. He's a worker. Who's a goyish worker? Is he allowed to do melachos or not? He gets paid per hour. I mean, I'm not asking directly to do melachos for me for the Yid on Shabbos, but is a category number a lowest category that is not an eved even? He's just a person paid per hour, and he happens to come whatever. He's allowed to work on Shabbos for the Yid, so. You're not allowed to ask him, you're right, you're not allowed to directly ask him, but in terms of Shvisas Avdoi, there is no Issa. You're not allowed to directly ask him because I'm Yigal Enochi, because I know I'm Malach Enochi, because of other areas of Halacha. But in terms of Avdus, he's not included in Eved, he's not considered an Eved at all. And that wouldn't be a problem as far as that is concerned. You're right, there is Lemaisa and Issa, because I'm not allowed to directly ask him, and similarly, I'm not allowed to have a Norfa Malacha that he performs, but he's not considered an Eved. That would be included in Issa Shvisas Avdoi. So, right, so this is the lowest category, and here this particular Issa wouldn't apply. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll stop over here. Just to recap, we had three categories, and Eveknani, Geatoshov, and Kusigomu, and we discussed the relevant the halachas regards to that, the machlokas on that, and we spoke about if we stipulate in advance. You stipulate in advance, then he's allowed to. The goy is allowed. The eved is allowed to work for himself on Shabbos, and earn money from that. Although the yid is indirectly benefiting. Right. Okay. We'll carry on with Simon Sheen. Hey, Bezer Hashem, tomorrow, which is talking about Shvisas Behemo. Good evening.